Just in case. All right, guys. So we have six people here from Geek Bar Chicago. We are going to kick it off with the CEO of Geek Bar. I believe he's one of the folks who made it up from Gen Con today. Let's all give a round of applause for this man, David Zoltan.
For those of you at home, you can't see the giant Diet Mountain Dew bottle that is my life and savior right now. Gen Con is wonderful. If you haven't been, it is a sea of geeks of every conceivable kind, playing games, talking about authors, dressing up in cosplay, doing all sorts of crazy, wacky things, and coming together as a community. It was about 2 years ago, almost to the day now, that I came up with the idea for Geek Bar. I was about a week after Gen Con, finally coming down off that high, and they just announced the new season of Doctor Who. I said to myself, where can I go to be with other Whovians in Chicago? There are tons of them. I can throw a stone down any street in Chicago and I can find a place to go watch the game. But where do I go to watch Doctor Who? Well, you end up answering your own questions sometimes. That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. And I had just come back from this incredible experience 2 years ago of seeing it all happen, of watching geeks come together and just be a giant geek community. There are definitely problems in the geek community. Nobody denies that. But when you get to experience it for four straight days, unbridled people just being who they are, it makes it so that you know that what's going to happen when we open our doors is going to be beautiful. Getting there is the challenge. Note I said 2 years ago. It's been a long road. Being an entrepreneur is exceptionally hard. I used to play platitudes and say being an entrepreneur is the hardest job in the world. Come on, there are harder jobs. But you never have a harder boss than yourself. You are always going at it 100% because if not, your boss is going to have your ass. In ways that... Watch it.
It's too easy. I think that's the point.
But it's true. Nobody is harder on yourself than yourself. And when you're an entrepreneur, you start from nothing. Literally. It's an idea. It's, hey, I want to go watch stuff with other Doctor Who fans. And in a couple months, it's going to turn into a 10,738 square foot space. I say that because it sounds impressive to other people. I say that also because it scares the pants off of me. It's huge. And every day, we need to get people in there again. Wow. Like, what did I set myself up for, right? But then I go to Gen Con. And I see it. I see exactly what's going to happen and the community that's going to come together. And I come back home and I see my crew and, man, I am wowed. The people that have come together to make this happen inspire me every day. Inspire me to be better. Inspire me to be my worst boss. So that we can make something And while it's not the hardest job in the world, it is building from the bottom up. It is putting together those layers one bit at a time to make something great. And it's all about starting with us and bringing it to you. So, I want to thank the Nerdlogs for their support, for seeing the same vision that we've put out there. I want to thank the geeks of Chicago, who every day ask me the very same question that helps me to understand that, yeah, what we're doing here needs to happen. When are you opening? My response is often a little coy, because it has to be. We open when Rom says so. But there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. That's the excitement of this all. Is when we open our doors, anything is possible. And we have built a place that is for people who have not necessarily had a place to call their own besides their own mom's basement or whatever. So, I'm looking forward to welcoming you into our doors in just a little bit longer. And thank you for listening to our stories. The people that are going to be coming up here and telling a little piece of themselves. Man, they're putting it all on the line here. They're doing just incredible things, and we're starting to see little pieces of it, and it's beautiful. So, thank you.
Thank you, man. David Goltan, guys. My experience at Gen Con was mostly just standing behind a booth selling things for 12 hours a day, and even to me it felt like a very intensely positive atmosphere, like much more so than any of the other work shows that I go to. I sell Magic the Gathering stuff, and it was a really just great place, and if that's what we can look forward to from Geek Bar, then I am even more excited than I was before. Thank you guys all again for